think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're very pleased to be welcomed by our longtime informant, Greg Scarlatto, especially informant about what we see going on, what we can see going on in North Korea. Right now, North Korea is a threat to the region, to the planet. There's no accepting it. And Greg helps us understand what to make of that threat. A lot of bluster, but Greg, a very good evening to you. The news is that South Korea, surprising to me, in its new president's voice, has asked the United States, most recently, to vouchsafe the building of nuclear-powered submarines, attack boats, either in the United States or in South Korea. A submarine of that capability is surprising to me, but it also suggests that, oddly, South Korea is building up its defenses against the possibility of being attacked from the sea by North Korea. Is this a credible threat to South Korea? Is an attack submarine something that they've always wanted to ask for, and Mr. Trump seems at this moment to be disposed towards it? Good evening to you.
A very good evening to you, John and Gordon. Of course, it's a credible threat. We all remember March the 26th, 2010, when a North Korean submarine torpedoed a South Korean ship, the Cheonan. 46 South Korean sailors died. One diver died later on during the search and recovery operations. This is a very important issue to South Korea. We see definitely an escalation in the region. This escalation is not driven by South Korea or the United States. This escalation is driven by China, North Korea, Russia. North Korea has made a lot of money out of Russia, at least $20 billion exportation of artillery shells and ballistic missiles and special forces. And we have heard reports that Russia may be helping North Korea build a nuclear submarine. So this is a natural progression. South Korea is a top world economy. Why should they be on their knees? And it's important to remember that we're not talking about nuclear-armed submarines. We're talking about nuclear-powered submarines, of course, with some technical implications there.
Greg Scarlatto is president and CEO of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea. Gordon, you have a question for our colleague.
Greg, the president of South Korea, Lee Jae-myung, is virulently anti-American. Matter of fact, he called us an occupying force about 5 years ago. And he's imported and hired a lot of leftists, former terrorists, people who were attacking Americans as his senior officials. Is it wise for the United States to share any military technology, especially something as sensitive as nuclear-powered submarines, with a government that very well may be closer to China and North Korea than it is to us?
Gordon, you're right. In the current government of President Lee Jae-myung in South Korea, there are some individuals who were virulently anti-American, at least in their younger days. Do people change? Yeah, sometimes. Is this guy a pragmatist? Probably. Do we dislike left-leaning governments in South Korea? Yes, probably. You know, that's how democracy works. Sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. But I really think that this is a test for the alliance. We have a very solid, strong partnership, alliance, friendship with South Korea, the Republic of Korea. And the fact that this kind of deal may be achieved under a left-leaning progressive government in South Korea speaks to the strength of the alliance. Of course, there will be a lot of technical details that we have to address. How do nuclear-powered submarines operate on natural uranium, U-238, on enriched uranium, U-235, pursuant to the 1-2-3 agreement? South Korea is not allowed to reprocess nuclear fuel. Why? Because they kind of flirted with the idea of developing nuclear weapons in the late, well, in the 70s under Park Chung-hee and in the early 2000s under Nomu-hyun. Why? Because they were kind of losing trust in our extended deterrence. So it's very important that we are making the statement. We are standing by the South Koreans. We may like their leaders, we may not, but nevertheless, the alliance goes strong.
Ukrainian military intelligence is reporting that there are 12,000 approximate North Korean workers in Tatarstan region making drones for the Russian aggression against Ukraine and NATO. 12,000. I know that North Korea has a lot of workers that it deploys to nations it's working for. They tend to be axis of evil nations. However, is there anything unusual about 12,000 workers working for Russia? Is this unprecedented, or has this happened before, to your knowledge, Greg?
First and foremost, John, this is a blatant violation of UN Security Council sanctions against North Korea that specifically prohibited the deployment of North Korean workers overseas. Prior to COVID, there used to be about 100,000 North Korean workers, about one-third of them deployed to the Russian Far East, one-third to China, one-third to the Middle East. 90% of their salaries were confiscated to fuel the regime's missile and nuclear program and the lifestyle of the elites. Russia is a permanent member of the UN Security Council, and North Korea has been exporting millions of artillery shells, KN-23, KN-24 ballistic missiles, special forces, and now workers deployed to work on Russia's drones. You know, one has to wonder, is this sanctions regime still working if a P5 member, a permanent member of the Security Council, is so blatantly violating this sanctions regime?
These workers, the 12,000, would we regard them as slaves?
Yes. You know, in their world, okay, the average salary of a North Korean industrial worker is anywhere between $3 and $7 a month. So if the Russians pay you $2,000 a month, the North Korean regime takes away $1,900, you're still left with $100. Yeah, it's probably still a coveted position. But from the viewpoint of a human rights organization, which I run, yes, this is forced labor, to say the least, if not slave labor. And that's how North Korea operates.
Gordon, 30 seconds. Is there any way the Central Committee in Beijing would not know about this?
Of course it knows about it, because China is also employing North Korean laborers and doing so openly violating sanctions. So make that two of the five permanent members of the Security Council openly violating this sanction.
Greg Serlato, Gordon Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No